fields you're considering, Andreas. Thank you both for being here. It was wonderful to hear your stories and the poetry, and I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLVRadio.org/radio. Where you'll find our player, as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our unique Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
In the country, gravel road, a ramble all around. Out in the country, gravel road, a ramble all around. And the dust blow up till the cool rain tumble down. I'm a red-winged blackbird sits singing on the fence. I'm a red-winged blackbird sitting on the fence. See, it's okay all day, but nobody seems convinced. Pasture creek, they got no name for me. I'm a little pasture creek, got no name for me. When I grow up, I'm gonna be the Mississippi. lying there. Out in the country, gravel road rambled all around. Out in the country, gravel road rambled all around. And the farm get bigger and the old home place.
Greg Brown at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Out in the Country, a beloved song from his album Iowa Waltz. As I play a game with myself, I said it before I looked, but I'm right. great album. Coming up, we have live music. You're going to get a chance to meet Caitlin Fajardo. It's her first time with us, and she's just about ready to come inside of your radio, smartphone, or smart speaker along with me. So in about a minute or two, she'll join us.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic north side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Please spread the word if you know of somebody in middle or high school that enjoys music, writing, media, is curious about podcasting, voiceover work. We have so many free activities, including Open Studio, where you could just come in and try new things. Always, at least a couple of people here to help you to the degree you need help or support. A safe environment, and everything is free. Learn more at ymc.slbradio.org. Our programs are meant for students 6th through 12th grade, up to 18 years of age. Caitlin Fajardo is here. She is going to share some music with us, and we'll also get to know her throughout this hour. She's from Regent Square. Here she is.
Creature with a wicked same, baby. Don't remind me.
Is Caitlin Fajardo, and what was the name of that song? And tell me a bit about it.
It's a song called Wicked. No, I wrote it before they went to make a movie out of the musical. No relation. And it is one of the tracks on an album that I put out last year called Close Enough. It's my very first album. And this was one of the very first songs that I wrote that was good enough to share with people and try to record.
It seems, even though I haven't heard anything else by you yet, it kind of seems like a grounding song, a good way for you to begin. I like the instrumental opening of it, and it just seems calming. I'm curious about how you started, when you started writing and playing out, and how you got, are you from Pittsburgh originally?
No, I just moved here in August.
I'm curious about your pathway.
Yeah, so. I just moved here from Charleston, South Carolina, and before that I grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I didn't really do music out and about until I was in Charleston, so that was in the last like 5 years.
That's a great city.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you were there, but I've visited Charleston a lot.
I was just there for about 5 years or so. I moved after college just to get out of out of Louisiana, but I started going to open mics to make friends, and that turned into gigs, and I had sort of been writing songs since college, but there's a really great open mic down there on Folly Beach where you can share original music, and my friends really pushed me to play that song in particular, which just turned into more and more.
Excellent. I'm trying to... Tulane isn't in Shreveport.
That'll be in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school? In Shreveport?
I went to Louisiana Tech in Ruston, about an hour east of Shreveport, yeah.
Okay. I've not been to Louisiana, but I have friends that are huge fans of Louisiana,
yeah.
But that had to be, I can't imagine living there. did you have fun?
It was, yeah. It's not as fun as New Orleans. I was kind of on the opposite, and North Louisiana has a slightly different flavor, but I like that I'm from there. All my family is still there, so it's fun to go back and visit.
I was thinking you were raised in South Carolina and then went to school in Louisiana. So you still have, so that's, if you're from there originally, it's not a huge transition.
Right.
But going to Charleston, I bet was. Had to be a different thing. And then you came to Pittsburgh for work, I guess, or?
For music mostly, yeah. It's a lot more affordable than Charleston, for one, and I made a lot of really great music friends up here that are kind of in the indie folk scene that I realized there's a really great community and a lot seems like more opportunities for my original stuff.
That's good to hear. You can go to CaitlinFajardo.com and I know you know how to spell Caitlin. Fajardo is FajardO. We've linked to Caitlin's website from ours, and I also just put a Facebook post up with a really short video of Caitlin playing at SLB Radio on Facebook, so you can get her name correctly spelled there if you want to learn more about her work. I understand you'll be part of Bluegrass Day at Fermata Brewing on March 7th, which is just about
next Saturday.
Yeah, February gives me math. It's hard. Right. Challenges. February 35th, which would,
right.
35 minus 28 is the 7th. Yes, March 7th. And it's Bluegrass Day. Do you know what time you'll be there roughly? Or?
Yes, we are performing. So I'll be playing with my buddies Mirabelle Skipworth and Tucker Metzl that also play music in town. They're really excellent songwriters. But I believe it go on around 5:30, but there's really good music happening all day, like full bands, and it's a whole big event over at Fermata Brewing up in Ambridge.
Excellent. Yeah, Mirabelle was just here a few weeks ago and did a great job. What would you like to play next?
Next, I have a song that is not out. It's one of the relatively newer ones. It's called Stars, and I wrote it on a night where you couldn't quite see the stars.
Ignore me, so I know they must be listening to you, 'cause they adore you just like everyone. They love the things you do. Still tonight I'm looking up and asking for their favor. They might be angry with me just like you.
Caitlin Fajardo here, live at the Saturday Light Brigade. These songs of yours are intricate. They kind of remind me of Lace. There is a lot going on, both musically and lyrically. Nobody ever has, I think, an exact writing process, but how do you go about crafting these?
That is a great question. I'm still kind of figuring it out. But it's usually a cross between, as I'm going about my day, if any little sentences that have kind of a rhythm do them, come up, I'll write those down and come back to those later. And then once I've kind of piled up enough of those in my like phone notes app, I'll sit down and noodle around on the guitar until something catches my interest. Sort of put some chord changes next to each other or some, I don't know, different like fingering patterns, things like that.
Are those your own sentences that you speak, or could they be things you hear other people say?
Oh, sure. It's a bit of both. Yeah, there are times that someone will specifically say something that I'm like, oh, that's so good. And I'll usually make a note that it's, I try to frame it in the song as someone else saying it, or yeah, it just depends.
It's an interesting way of writing. Just in our last hour, we were talking about August Wilson, the playwright, and most of his plays were written by stitching together dialogue, real life dialogue that he had witnessed and put together, and of course, he'd add that to his own writing. But that's a neat way of doing it. So that'll come first typically, and then the music.
It's a mix. There are some songs that are a little more free association. There's one that I'll play next. In fact, that started. The line sort of came to me first, but I had been noodling with a little riff in between songs in one of my like cover gigs, and then I came back to that, and then the rest is sort of like meditating on some, like I wasn't aiming at a particular thing that I was writing about, and then at the end of the song I was like, oh, that's what that's about.
Yeah, we talk a lot here about how the song or a radio program or a documentary is really a byproduct of whatever process you happen to use to create it. And, you know, you could set out and say, I'm going to really write a great song and do nothing but face the song, and having a process that you use to create things is probably a little more reliable.
Yes, a little more practical.
Yeah, and a little more helpful when it comes to one's own sanity.
Yes.
Through it. Caitlin Fajardo is here. You can go to CaitlinFajardo.com to learn more about her music. What's this song called?
This is another unreleased song called Before I Go. Hopefully I'll have it out soon. I was able to record a sweet version with some friends in Charleston before I left. But this is a song that I wrote when I was meant to be packing up my apartment. Thank you.
just like Louisiana, spring is quick and very often lies to you. Before you know it, it's just hot for 7 months and then somehow cuts straight to winter. At least we never go too long without the sun. Lesson time and time again, and so I'm not surprised to find that I must learn it one or two times more before I go.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Caitlin Fajardo, and another beautiful song. Her first album is called Close Enough. It came out in January of 2025, and you can go to her website, CaitlinFajardo.com, and you've got a video up there of Wicked, and an audio, and also Jukebox from that album. How can people find the album itself, the first one?
It's out everywhere. Apple Music.
Oh, great.
Spotify, Tidal.
So you can look for it there. And there's a mailing list you can sign up for on the website as well, if you care to keep in touch and learn more about where Caitlin's playing. Again, she'll be at Bluegrass Day around 5 o'clock or so at Fermata Brewing on Saturday, March 7th, a week from today. We should have time for two more songs, if that works for you.
Absolutely.
And what would you like to play next?
Well, I think I ought to play the title track for that album. This is a song called Close Enough.
Thank you.
That is Caitlin Fajardo, close enough, the title track to her first album, released about a year ago or so. When you did that album, are the songs pretty much acoustic, you and your guitar? Are there many musicians playing along with you?
It's a really simple production. We kept it, the most expansive song has like two guitars and a piano and then lots of harmonies.
I think that's the right treatment. I hope you have published the lyrics somewhere too, or would consider doing that.
Yeah, they're out there, yeah.
Excellent. It's really been fun to have you here, to listen to what you're doing. I say fun, but not only fun, but, you know, pleasurable to kind of lose yourself in the lyrics and in the music. Is there anything that you'd like to say that I haven't given you a chance to?
I don't think so. I'm pretty new to the area. This winter has been really great for someone who grew up in the South.
I can imagine. it's not usually like this. I'm sure you've been told.
I'm just trying to get my footing out here.
How has the adjustment to Pittsburgh? You picked a great neighborhood. People are pretty friendly, but are you finding your way? Have you learned that we have streets like that cross each other that you would never think did?
The intersections are, kind of like brain teasers. Yeah, I really do like the city though. There's so many really sweet neighborhoods, like so many cool things to do. I've been like going to the symphony with my rad pass, like from the library, things like that.
Good to hear. That's the way. We're big believers in the rad pass around here. And if you don't know, forgive me, but rad pass, regional asset district pass, you can get that from the library and it gives you free admission to lots of places. And it's, I'm glad you happened to mention that.
I really like the city for a ton of things just like that. Yeah.
I'm glad. What would you like to finish up with?
This is a song called Jukebox. It was also on that album. And a buddy of mine made a really excellent video of me playing it.
You can find that video and Wicked, the song that Caitlin opened up with, at her website at CaitlinFajardo.com.
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote the first time I moved away from all of my friends to Charleston from Louisiana, and some of my sweet friends would ask for voice memo recordings of me singing songs, so I wrote this song.
Thank you.
as long as you need me. Just as long as you
is Caitlin Fajardo. Thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ray.
Well, 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 who's that a-calling? Well, 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 hold my hand. Well, 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 night is a-falling. Spirit is a moving all over this land. Well, 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 who's that calling? Well, 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 hold my hand. Well, 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 night is a falling. Spirit is a moving all over this land. God told Noah, better build you an ark. And the rain started falling and the skies got dark. Old ark a moving, water started to climb. God said a fire, not a flood next time. Well, well, well. Coming judgment day, all mankind gonna pass away. Brothers and sisters, don't you know we're gonna reap just what we sow? Well, 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 who's that calling? Well, 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 hold my hand. Well, 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 night is a falling.
believe I'm gonna ask her out tonight for a stroll beneath the moon, and then we'll do a little spoon. And if the fireflies promise not to tell, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, 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 won't you marry me? Forget about the flowers and the swarm around for hours, cause they like her honey the best. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, 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 won't you marry me?
Wagner and Dakota Dave Hull at the Saturday Light Brigade. And also before them, you heard Ann Hills and Tom Paxton with Well, Well, Well. And, you know, I've got this whole selection of songs when I have like a minute of time and not much to say. And here's one of them.
My mama is a sprocket. One of my aunts is a wind-up watch. She lives inside a locket. But I'm a tiny little gear in a great big clock. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tickety-tock-tock. Tick-tock, tick-tock. I'm a tiny little gear, a very tiny little gear. No one even knows I'm here in this great big clock. I used to think life would be grand if I could be a second hand, or maybe be a spring just like my pop. But I know though I'm just a gear, it's important that I'm here, because without my services, this clock would simply stop.
Michelle Valeri, and I'm a tiny little gear. That's from an album in which songwriters were challenged to write songs exactly a minute long. It's called Here and Gone in 60 Seconds, and that's one I've always really enjoyed. Thank you to all of our guests today. Joseph Devia, singer, songwriter from Montour High School. Our writers, Andreas and Tatum from Pittsburgh Kappa and Shadyside Academy, respectively, and Caitlin Fajardo, who you hopefully heard just a few moments ago with original music. Good morning to Rick and Barbara in Highland Park. Thank you for the note you just sent. And Mike, I'll pass along your kind words about Caitlin to her. I'm glad you enjoyed hearing her. Ty Trosky books our program. Our staff educators include Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley. Our education team also includes Ben Rutkowski and Joseph Kukula. Ellis Norum did this morning's mixing and also some on-air work. He is our technical associate. Chad Green, our technical director. Ricky Berger. Oh, no, Robert Gray needs to be acknowledged. He's our director of operations. Ricky Berger is our director of me. That's how I remember all of these things. This is Larry Berger. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thank you.
you very large, Mr. Larry Berger. Oh, and then he ended with a terrible thud there at the end. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WIRC.